Can I talk to you? Please. Outside, if that's okay. Thanks. So, I don't normally do stuff like this, but lately, things have been weird. I've been weird. You made me weird. I can't really explain it beyond you make me feel sick. And then, like, I want to run through some fields. I don't really know what I'm saying, but the point is, it's been bugging me, and Coach says it can't be good for me, so I better deal with this. I don't know. It's just every time I'm around you, it's like I want to scream. Like, really loud. Like some kind of war cry or something, but not like that, really. Like, kinda like I just can't contain myself or something. I don't know, I'm not good with this stuff, okay? This isn't easy for me, so just give me a sec. Look, I know there's no way someone like you would. What I mean is, I get that this is weird. I mean, someone like you who's liked by everyone, and you're all smiley and good-natured and stuff, and well, I'm rough around the edges, okay? I don't do well with people. I'm not very good at holding eye contact. And most of the time, I just pull a scary face because I want people to leave me alone. But ever since I met you, this feeling won't go away. Whatever it is, it's getting in the way. And I can't have that. So it's probably best if I just get this off my chest and you can say no and we just move on. You know? Okay. So, like I said, you make me feel like I want to puke. And that probably sounds terrible, but it doesn't always feel terrible. In fact, sometimes it feels, I don't know how to explain it. I've never had this before. It just feels like whenever I'm around you, or whenever I think about you, all I can think is, I don't want to vomit, but I'm gonna vomit. Like, I'm gonna say something stupid, or do something stupid, and you'll laugh at me, and then I'll want to die. Of course it's dramatic. Everything about this is dramatic. I don't even know what I'm saying. All I know is, you're all I think about. From the minute I wake up to the minute I go down to sleep, I just see your face. That damn face of yours. That damn smiley, nice face. It's like it's in my head no matter what I do, and I just, ugh! I can't. I'm not built for this. Why is it so hard to talk to you? I've never been good at it anyway, but now it's like... I don't know what to say or do, and you just look at me with that face. And my mind goes blank, and I just... So basically, I want to go out with you. I know we don't know each other that well, and I'm basically just a stranger, but I know you. I watch you all the time in class, and you're always so nice and sparkly and soft. And you always have a spare pencil for people, and you never ask for it back. You give out erasers and stickers, and you make people feel better, even when they do bad on a test. I've never been good at books and stuff. You're always there smiling. You don't even know who I am. And you patted me on my back and said, "It's okay. We all did bad this time." And you don't know what that meant to me. I hate school. I always have. I've never been good at making friends, or reading, or writing, or doing any of it. But when I'm here, and you're here, and I see you doing your best and being kind, it makes it so it's not so bad. You make it so it's not so bad. And I don't want to put pressure on you because you're a good person. You're not responsible for me. I just know that I like you more than anyone else. I don't even know if I've ever liked anyone else. I like you. I like you so much. And I would really like to go out with you. But I understand that you won't feel the same way. And that's okay. I understand. I never wanted... To be honest, I wouldn't really want you to go out with someone like me. You know, if I was thinking about this objectively. I want you to go out with someone nice. Someone who's pretty. And works hard. And has lots of friends. And I'm not any of those things. But I'm really grateful that you listened to me. You didn't cut me off, or laugh, or make me feel stupid. And that just makes me like you even more. And also want to throw up. But thank you for listening to me. You really are a nice person. The best person. Okay. Well, thanks again. And, don't worry. I won't bug you or anything. My dad always says that a man should be able to handle rejection. And I think the same should apply for girls, too. You shouldn't make people feel bad. Just because they don't return your feelings. is for cowards. And Lighthead's raising me to be strong. Besides, you don't deserve to feel bad. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that. So, you have a nice day. Look, I know you're probably trying to be nice, but you really don't have to say that. What? You knew who I was? So, you knew me? Oh, yeah. I guess with my height and everything, I do kind of stand out. Especially considering I tower over most of the boys. But you probably find that, like, really not girly. Oh. Well, don't most people prefer, like, girly girls? You know, the pretty ones that smell nice and smile. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, thanks for noticing me, I mean. I don't really think I have a bad opinion of myself. It's just that I'm not, you know, conventional, I suppose. Thanks. It's nice of you to say so. I'm gonna go, because I don't want to bother you anymore, so I'm just gonna leave. No, it's cool. You probably have all your friends to get back to anyway, so, you thanking me? What for? You don't have to thank me for spilling my guts upon you. If anything, I should be the one thanking you for listening to me. I know it can't have been easy to listen to all that mush and stuff, so I appreciate you hearing me out. You did? Oh, well, it can't have been that flattering hearing me say that. I mean, maybe if it was a pretty girl or something, but look, I know you kind of can't help it, but sometimes, seriously, you're too nice. And you probably can't help that, so I won't chew you out about it, but, seriously, you don't have to be nice to me. Well, That's nice. Most people, well, to be honest, most people don't even talk to me. It's probably because they're scared of my dad. And then, probably because they're scared of my face. Well, my dad kind of runs this group of gangs. And they kind of control most things, but they're not allowed to talk about that. I don't really understand it right now, but Dad says that's okay. I have time. Ugh, sorry. I told you I'm not good with book stuff, so it all kind of confuses me. But the main thing is, we have to be scary. And Dad says I'm really good at that part, so that's the main thing. You betcha. You think this is scary? I can go way scarier. My dad teaches me all his personal roars. Oh yeah, he roars at people all the time. I'm not allowed to come to those meetings yet, but when I do, I can't wait to show him what I've got. Oh, but I'm probably not allowed to tell you that. And you're probably bored out of your mind, and I want to vomit. Sorry, I should probably go now. What? Are you serious? You want to hang out? With me? Are you sure? I don't think many people would think that was wise. Not that I'm calling you dumb. I'm not. You're obviously much smarter than me. It's just, I don't want people to judge you. And if you hang out with me, even just as a friend, people might think badly of you. And I don't want that for you. Yeah, I guess you're right. If I'm with you, they probably won't say anything. But that's probably not the worst part. Even if they don't say anything to your face, they'll probably whisper stuff about you behind your back. And Dad says that's the worst kind of bad talk. The stuff you don't hear. I really appreciate you trying to be nice to me. But I don't want you to get in trouble. And trust me, it's not worth it. Yeah, that's your decision to make. I wasn't trying to tell you what to do. I was just trying to look out for you, but not in a condescending way, just, you know, street smarts way. Yeah, you look like you know your own mind. So does that mean you really want to be friends? Oh, no. I totally understand. Like I said, I never expected you to even look at me, never mind want to be friends with me. You really want to be friends? Of course we'll be friends. Best of friends. My first friend. I've never had a friend before. What do I do? Do I carry your bag or something. I don't know. My dad's friends sometimes carry stuff for him. I don't... Is that not what I do? Oh. Then what do? Just... be myself. Not to be rude, but I'm not sure that's good advice. But I made you smile, so I guess it's okay. You sure you don't want me to carry your bag? I'm really good at it. Okay. Well, how about if anyone messes with you, I'll just kick the crap out of them? Oh. Sometimes I forget that not everyone's like my family. It's kind of like how we say hello. And good morning. And good afternoon. And good night. We should probably look into that, but it's kind of like a family tradition. Anyway, I got it. No kicking, or punching, or biting. But I can scare them away with my face, right? Then we'll be fine. Friend. We're friends. So, you wanna, like, walk around and talk about stuff? Cool. Cool. So, what does your dad do? No way! My dad has cops around our place all the time!